U.S. forces have begun one of the largest troop rotations in history. About 130,000 soldiers are leaving Iraq. Another 110,000 are rotating in. We're going to bring you some of their stories from time to time on this program. Yesterday, we spoke with Private First Class Connie Neal with the 101st Airborne Division. She was back home in South Dakota. Today, we hear from Major Blaine Reeves, who's also returned home. He's the executive officer of the 1st Battalion, 327th Infantry of the 101st. He describes the day last March that he and his battalion first saw combat in Najaf.
I mean, it was an awesome feeling. I mean, we watched the first tank engage a building where we anticipated and saw enemy fire. So the tank engaged the building, hit the corner of it, which in turn set off some secondary explosions and stuff. So there was a fire going on there. And, you know, I guess that's kind of when you started thinking, hey, this is for real. It was exciting. It was scary. It was it had all the aspects of a roller coaster. You know, you had the highs and lows and some of the big drops.
Some of the fighting in Iraq was pretty up close and personal, and I wonder if that was also something you encountered, where you were actually seeing the people that you were fighting.
We luckily had no friendly killed in action our entire fight in Najaf, which we were very fortunate for.
No one within your battalion, you mean?
Right, no one within our battalion. But the enemy did suffer, you know, quite a few enemy casualties, and as we move through the objectives, you know, there's casualties littering the battlefield until it's complete.
Was there anything in your training that prepared you for that experience?
I don't know that there's anything that you can really train for to get you ready to see, you know, dead people. I mean, it's and you know, unless you go sit in a morgue or something and look at people, but it's not the same. The thing I tried to do was just try to block it out and not see it as living, breathing people as much as, hey, this is what I got to do, this is my job. You know, if that guy's got a gun, we shoot him. But our battalion lost four in Iraq.
Four out of how many?
Four out of, with our attachments, we were in excess of 750.
What happened?
One of them, we had one of our soldiers died due to heat. Our other three were killed in action during an enemy ambush with RPGs and AK-47s, and that was in July.
Can you talk a bit about what that experience was like for you?
This was actually one of the first enemy-related casualties our brigade had suffered in the war, so it caught everybody's attention very quickly, you know, because we'd been very lucky up till then. It caught us all by surprise, and I mean, we just, you know, we tried to evac the soldiers as quickly as possible. We had aircraft flying, trying to get them evac'd. It's rough. It's rough when you lose your own. It's for me anyway. It wasn't as significant seeing any of the enemy dead. I mean, it's a fact of life. You know, I mean, that's what we're there to do, and that's what we're trying to do is get rid of the bad guys. But when you see ours, it hits a little different, you know, and you try and figure out, hey, you know, how do we keep this from happening again?
What was it like to leave Iraq when the time came? Can you describe that journey?
It was the day that we'd been waiting for since about June of the year prior.
Did you leave with a sense of having accomplished whatever mission you might have seen there?
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, for a combat unit going in, we did what we were supposed to do, and everything else I considered was gravy. I know one thing that I was involved in was helping. We were up on the Kurdish and Arab border, and we had to help settle a big harvest dispute between the Arabs and Kurds, because when Saddam's regime fell, there was a void for power there. The Kurds decided, hey, it's time to go back and get our land back. And so they came back in, but the Arabs were saying, hey, wait a minute, that's our grain in the ground, and it's growing, and we have a right to it. And we were actually actively involved in ensuring that the harvest went without a hitch. Now, there were hiccups, but, you know, it didn't, so that it wouldn't turn violent.
And I'd bet that's something that you hadn't planned for or trained for in any way.
Zero training, had no way to expect that be thrown right into the middle of a big harvest dispute between the Kurds and the Arabs. It just never dawned on me. You know what I mean? We were out there flying around in helicopters with squads and helicopters stopping combines from harvesting until they had a proper permit from the agriculture office so that they were allowed to permit, so that they showed that they had some sort of right to harvest and have rights to that grain that they were taking from the fields.
I wonder, could you tell me about your flight home?
Oh, the flight home, awesome. Best flight I've had ever. I remember getting on the plane and it was decked out in red, white, and blue everywhere. Had streamers and welcome home, and the flight crew was, you couldn't ask for a better flight crew. In fact, I think the most junior flight attendant on our flight had been flying for 23 years, so for them it was a treat as well.
Major Reeves, you're married, I understand.
Right.
I know a lot of times it seems soldiers come home from extended stints overseas, and the dynamic at home has shifted somewhat, and I wonder if you've encountered that at home.
Yeah, there were some adjustments. She's set in the way she's got her little, what we call battle rhythm that she does every day. She's got her little things that she does, and you've got a whole nother person moving back into a place that was all yours. And right now I'm doing my own laundry. I'm not having her pick up any of that. In fact, I try to get a little of hers when I can. Just try and be low maintenance.
Major Reeves, what's next for you?
The unit's going to try and take a bit of a block leave period, come back from that, and then start from ground zero again, kind of get all the vehicles running, get all the guys in shape, get them ready to go, and get them trained up again for our next rendezvous with Destiny.
Well, Major Reeves, thanks for talking with us, and best of luck.
Sure, thanks.
Major Blaine Reeves is Executive Officer of the 1st Battalion, 327th Infantry Regiment of the 101st Airborne Division. He spoke with us from Clarksville, Tennessee.